Pundits say I spend none of my time talking about what voters care about. But I do object greatly to the Democrats' charge that somehow conservatives are waging a war on women. I object particularly because Democrat policies have demonstrably been bad for women. And I know that the conservative policies that I believe in work better to lift everyone up, including women.
For example?
Well, for example, the federal government runs on a seniority system. That is, you get paid for time and grade. Most unions pay that way, too. Those policies are bad for women because they don't measure performance. They don't measure contribution. They measure how long you've been sitting in a job. That disadvantages women, some of whom go to the workforce later, or they leave the workforce for a time. So unless you're prepared to measure merit and performance, you're going to be disadvantaging people who spend perhaps less total numbers of years in the job, even if maybe they're contributing just as much or more.
When you went into the debate, you were at 40% name recognition. What's your name recognition now?
Well, you know, I haven't checked the polls lately. I don't, believe it or not, I don't spend a lot of time looking at polls. Because
but that was such a huge event for you. I mean, to come out of the pre-debate and everybody's talking about you, and everybody's talking about you even today.
Well, and I think what I was going to say is polls at this point in a race aren't very predictive. You know, at this point in previous presidential cycles, the polls, the pundits, the money said Jimmy Carter couldn't win, Ronald Reagan couldn't win, Bill Clinton couldn't win, and Barack Obama couldn't win. On the other hand, I had the lowest name ID in the field because I'm not a professional politician and I'm not a celebrity. And so, as you point out, less than 40% of Republican voters had ever heard my name. But what I do know is that when people hear me, when they get to know me, when they understand a little bit about who I am and what I will bring to the presidency of the United States, they tend to support me, and I think that's what you're seeing in the polls.
And this war on women is basically smoke and mirrors that the Democrats love to use, so then that way they can pivot from the real issues on where they stand. And I just loved hearing what you just shared with my daughter, Ava, who's 10, and she goes around telling everyone that she would like to be the first Republican female president. But if you could repeat your answer, I thought it was great.
Well, what I said was we can't wait that long for a conservative woman president. I think a conservative really needs to win this election. I think it's going to take a conservative to unify the party. Look, I'm not running because I'm a woman. I've never been a token in my life. I started out as a secretary, and I'm prepared to play by the same rules as everyone else. On the other hand, women are half this nation, which means we're half the potential of the nation. And for the nation to be as good as it can be, then every American, men and women, needs to be able to fulfill their potential. I'm so impressed that your daughter has that ambition, but I told her I'd warm up the chair for her.
But you're a wonderful role model for her, so thank you.
Thank you so much.
Ma'am, since your strong debate performance, many people in Nevada, I heard this at a Jeb Bush function the other day, is that it was you are going to be the vice president for any candidate that wins the nomination. And I just wonder how you feel that. Are you flattered about that, Mark, or do you think, yeah, I'm the woman, so they want to put me in the second place and I'm not going to have that? How do you feel about being the potential vice president?
Well, on the one hand, it's certainly an honor. The vice president is an honorable position. On the other hand, I'm not running to be vice president. And I actually believe I'm more qualified than anyone else running. I believe I understand the economy better than anyone else running. I believe I understand the world and who's in it. I know more world leaders on the stage today than anyone else, with the possible exception of Hillary Clinton, only I didn't do photo ops. I had a meeting this close to Vladimir Putin, so I could take the measure of a man, and I knew a gimmicky red reset button wouldn't hurt. I wouldn't help it and wouldn't work. I understand bureaucracies, and that matters because the federal government has become one giant, bloated, corrupt, inept bureaucracy, and we better cut it down to size and hold it accountable. I understand technology. It's pretty important in the 21st century. It's a weapon being used against us, but it's also a tool that we can use to re-engage citizens in the process of their government. And finally, I have a proven track record of leadership, of problem solving and of challenging the status quo. And boy, do we need to challenge the status quo of Washington, D.C. now.
Okay, let me ask you this. You know, you said that you visited with Vladimir Putin. Under what circumstances? And was it a negotiation? Share with us.
Well, you know, I was at an APEC conference, which is the Asia-Pacific Economic Council. I was a keynote speaker there, and so was he. And so we had an opportunity to meet for about an hour. And this is a man who, he is driven by his lust for power, and he has done a very good job of collecting power.
But did he demonstrate that to you in this meeting
Absolutely.
That you had for an hour?
Absolutely.
In what way, please?
Well, first, he is a very intelligent man. He is a very well-educated man. And he speaks about himself as a figure of destiny whose role it is to reacquire the power that he believes the Soviet Union lost. It is clearly what motivates him and what drives him. And so this is a man who's going to continue to seek political power, economic power, territorial power, and military power.
But did he express that to you in this hour-long meeting you had with him?
He didn't say, I'm out to get military power, but he did talk about what he was doing with his economy, and it was clear that he saw himself as the manipulator of his economy. My only point is, all of his actions have been very predictable. And until and unless Vladimir Putin faces a president of the United States who will push back, he's going to continue to keep going. So you know what I would do? I would not have a meeting with him, and I would not talk with him. We've talked with him way too much. But I would begin rebuilding the Sixth Fleet immediately. I would begin rebuilding the missile defense program in Poland immediately. I would begin conducting even more aggressive military exercises in the Baltic states immediately. And I would ramp up our troop presence in Germany. And trust me, Vladimir Putin would get the message.
May I ask you who your military advisors are?
You may not, but I have many. They don't wish to be public, but I would just say that I chaired the advisory board at the CIA for several years. I've advised two secretaries of defense, a secretary of homeland security, the NSA head, a secretary of state. I've held the highest clearances available to a civilian, and I have many friends and advisors in the military. And at the right time, when they're prepared to be public, then we'll publicize them.
All right, let's take a break. More with Carly Fiorina after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing, and thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Call Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Carly Fiorina, the former head of Hewlett-Packard, who is running for president of the United States.
We have a controversy topic in Yucca Mountain. Mm-hmm. Would you be in favor of, instead using it as a repository, using it for reprocessing nuclear fuel?
You know, I really do believe that the United States needs to be the global energy powerhouse of the 21st century. We can be, we should be, we will be under President Fiorina. And that means that we have to lead in every technology. And so I actually do believe that we need to use nuclear power wisely and well, of course. But we use it in our submarines. The French get most of their power from nuclear. It's clear that this is an important component of a sensible energy strategy. I know this is a very controversial subject here in Nevada. The people of Nevada have to be intimately involved in the resolution of this question because it is your state. But I think nuclear power has to be a part of our future.
If parents refuse to vaccinate their children, should they be barred from public school?
Well, you know, the law in virtually, well, in every state, the law in every state today says that parents have a choice. The law in virtually every state as well says that a public school, if a parent refuses to vaccinate their child against a highly contagious disease, that a public school can say, then your child can't come to school. That's the law in virtually every state. There are some exceptions for deeply held religious convictions, which I support. So parents have a choice today, and so do schools. And I would strongly urge parents to vaccinate their children against highly contagious diseases. I think the controversy arises when you have other kinds of vaccinations, like HPV, for example, which is being, in some school districts, pushed upon young girls. And a lot of parents, my own daughter included, are saying, I'm not ready to vaccinate my 10-year-old daughter against cervical cancer.
Let me ask you this. In your only other campaign for U.S. Senate, you lost by double digits. What did you learn from that, and how will this be different?
Yeah. So I lost as a conservative in the deep blue state of California.
Shocking.
Not exactly a surprise. What was a surprise, maybe, is that running as a proud pro-life conservative in that deep blue state, I won more Republican votes, more Democrat votes, and more independent votes than virtually any Republican running anywhere in the nation. So that proves, A, California's really big. But it also proves that a conservative doesn't have to change their message to reach out to Democrats and independents. The other thing I learned is that the ground game really matters. The ground game really matters. When our people don't come out to vote, we lose. And in 2012, not enough of our people came out to vote. So when I hear from a lot of Republicans who talk about, oh, it's so unfair, the media is unfair, the Democrats do this, the Democrats do that, and yes, sometimes all that's true. But if we don't come out and vote, if conservatives and Republicans don't vote, we lose before we start. It is why I believe we must have a conservative who will unify this party. We must have a nominee who not only will persuade conservatives and Republicans that, yes, indeed, we can make the changes necessary to get this country back on the right track, but we also have to have a nominee who's going to fight the Democrat nominee every step of the way, because this is a fight now for the future of our nation, and it's a fight for the future that our children will have as well.
Coming from California.
And actually, we're going to take a quick break,
okay,
and then we'll
sure.
come to you, Amy. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
I got to Anya from a counselor at my high school. She introduced me. We did the walkthrough. But once I did get to Anya, I really liked it. I also was able to open up with Monica and Janine a lot. And I definitely do not regret it, because I know with Monica and Janine, I can go to them and they'll give me the best advice ever.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We work for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
I love being able to buy and wear my glasses the same day. Why would anybody wait 2 weeks?
Two pairs start at $38.71 and two pairs with progressive lenses just $76.92.
I got two pair with progressive lenses and they were ready before I could finish my lunch.
They have lots of choices at great prices. And oh, my glasses are ready.
Buy smart at iMart Express.
We love sci-fi movies, but going to the theater isn't like it used to be. Getting the popcorn, the snacks, the tickets, it's just not worth it.
Well, why go out when you can stay in? With a brand new HD TV from RC Willie, you can have an amazing movie experience right inside your home.
Top brand TVs up to 90 inches are in stock now for immediate delivery. This sharp 55-inch smart TV is $5.99, and this Sony 60-inch smart TV is only $9.99. RC Willie, your home, your way.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Carly Fiorina. She's the former head of Hewlett-Packard and running for president of the United States.
All right, Carly, you ran in California. You're from California. So being here in Nevada, you know that the western part of the United States has a severe drought problem. Mm-hmm. What would your solutions be to help alleviate this?
Well, you know, droughts are not anything new. California's had droughts for millennia, as has the West. What I find so infuriating, frankly, it's the best word I can come up with, is that liberals and environmentalists are prepared to make the drought situation worse. In California, just as an example, the population of California doubled in the last 40 years, and yet liberals and environmentalists prevented the building of a single new water reservoir or water conveyance system. So instead of saving water during the years when rain was plentiful, 70% of that water washed out to sea. So it got to be a tough situation, as you know, in California. And Democrats and Republicans in Sacramento got together and they came up with this bipartisan water plan that would balance, what a concept, balance economic development and environmental considerations. And Washington, D.C. intervened and said, well, actually, we think there's this little fish called the smelt in the Delta, and that's more important. So we're going to manage your water from Washington, D.C. The point is, politics, politicians, and the policies they have pursued have made the situation in California so much worse. And I have been through agriculture country in California. I have seen the livelihoods destroyed, communities devastated, all because of wrong-headed policy. And by the way, under this president, the Environmental Protection Agency has just rolled out a huge set of regulations that will ensure that Washington, D.C. controls most of the water in this country. I just came from Iowa. At the end of this month, the EPA will control 95% of the water in Iowa. And that will not be good for the agriculture industry there, any small business owner, just as it has been devastating for California.
You know, I want to get back to something you said about Vladimir Putin, that he saw himself as a man of destiny. Mm. Well, really, don't you look at yourself perhaps as a woman of destiny? It would take a lot of gumption to run for president, which you're doing, and you're doing, you know.
Well, I don't tend to think of myself in those grandiose terms. Okay.
But you believe in yourself and you believe in your candidacy.
I do. What I believe most of all is in the potential of this nation. I started out as a secretary in a 9-person real estate firm. Eventually, I went on to become the chief executive of the largest technology company in the world. And now I'm running for the president of the United States. And having lived and traveled and worked all over the world, I know that my story is only possible here. This is a truly exceptional nation. But I also know this, the potential of too many Americans and the potential of this nation is being crushed right now. Crushed by a government that's out of control, crushed by a political class that cares more about the protection of its own power, its prestige, its position, than on getting the people's work done. And if you doubt that, think about the festering problems that still are here. We talk about them every election cycle. How long have we been talking about a border that's insecure? 25 years. How long has the immigration system been broken? 25 years. How long has the VA been a stain on our nation's honor? Well, at least two decades. How long, how often do we talk about every election cycle? Entitlement reform, tax reform. I mean, the list goes on and on. We talk, 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 and yet it doesn't happen. And so I've concluded that I have a role to play as President of the United States in translating words into results, because that is what I've done all my life.
But you have a Congress that you would have to be able to convince.
Absolutely.
How would you approach that?
Yes, how would I approach that? Well, you know, ours was intended to be a citizen government, so citizens need to be empowered. And you know what I would, how I would do that? Through technology. Literally every Saturday morning in the weekly radio address, I would address my fellow citizens and I would say, please take out your smartphones. Americans are used to doing this. We do it on TV. We do it for all kinds of things. Please take out your smartphones. I'd like to ask you a couple questions. Do you think, finally, we actually need to secure the border? Press 1 for yes, 2 for no. Do you think we actually ought to know how your money is being spent so that we can invest more of it in the right places and spend less of it in the wrong places? That's called zero-based budgeting. Press 1 for yes, 2 for no. Guess what? The American people would vote. And why is that important? Because politicians are there to represent the people. And we know that when politicians feel pressure from the people, they act. Actually, the political process can react very strongly and very quickly. When the VA scandal broke in Arizona, it took 3 weeks for a bipartisan bill to be passed that would allow 400 senior executives at the VA to be fired, and President Obama signed it. It was a precedent-shattering bill. Of course, nobody's been fired. But the point is, politicians respond to pressure, and technology gives us a tool to focus the frustration and anger of American citizens on the process of their government.
Okay, but then why do you need Congress? If you're going to go directly to the people, why not just cut out Congress?
Well, polls go directly to the people, and you know the answer to that. The answer to that is we have three co-equal branches of government. Congress actually has to do its job. Unlike President Obama, I wouldn't use executive orders every 5 minutes. I respect Congress. But Congress also needs to understand that the American people are tired of the status quo. Look at any poll out there. 75% of the American people now think the federal government is corrupt. I agree with them. 82% of the American people now think the political class has failed them. I agree with them. People are angry and frustrated. But instead of just being angry and frustrated, we have to get something done. So the goal is to channel that anger and frustration so that politicians and Congress will do their job.
That would be a very interesting bully pulpit. We are out of time. We thank you so much for being here.
That's my pleasure.
And anytime you're back in Nevada, we'd love to see you again.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Here at Humana, we value sticking with things. When something works, people stick with it. More people stick with Humana Medicare Advantage because we stick with them. Humana Medicare Advantage, the plan people stick with.
Grandma, can you come out and play?
Sure, Ellie. Oh my, you might want to come here and help Grandma.
What's the matter, Grandma? Can't you stand?
Oh, sorry, honey. It's my knees. They don't work the way they used to.
Does this ever happen to you? Are you on Medicare? You may qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Call the Health Hotline to see if you qualify. Our friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have braces for your shoulder, ankle, or back pain. And if you're covered by Medicare, you may qualify for free delivery.
Grandma, slow down. I can't keep up.
Maybe you can use a knee brace too, Ellie. Catch me if you can, kiddo.
Call now to get your pain-relieving knee brace.
Operators are standing by. Call 800-886-7342. That's 800-886-7342. Again, 800-886-7342. That's 800-886-7342.
It's the grand opening event of the summer. The opening of Home Express Furniture Discount Center, where you'll find one of the largest furniture showrooms in Northern Nevada, filled with quality name brands, where everything is discounted as much as 50%. Look at this Ashley sofa and love seat, just $6.98. Or this Ashley leather power recliner for a mere $6.98. This seven-piece dining set is only $9.98 at Home Express, because we will not be undersold. What's more, senior, city employee, and the military save another 10% off any item. What more could you want? Home Express Furniture Discount Center.
On our next broadcast, United States Senator Ted Cruz will join us. We'll see you then.